I want to speak for a few moments to the boys and girls this morning, and I was just wondering on what I could speak on. And I've chosen a verse that I have spoken on before here, but it's just more or less to get over to you what I want to say this morning. So, Larry, if you're looking over your tapes in the past, you'll probably find this before. But it's a verse from Psalm 92 and verse 1, and it says this: "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord." Some years ago, I had the privilege of going to the land of Africa. When I was there, I was given this sticker. And I'm sure you've seen these type of stickers before. "I love Turkana." Now, Turkana is a place that is in Northern Kingdom, right on the border with Sudan and Uganda. Whenever I was going there, I stayed in a house in Nairobi, and every time I spoke to some of the missionaries and I told them where I was going, all they would say was, "The Lord bless you," or "The Lord be with you." And I was a bit concerned about this because nobody seemed to give me encouragement, but it was all doom and gloom. So I went and asked the guy who was in charge of the place, and I said, "Chuck, can you tell me what's wrong with Turkana?" He says, "There's nothing really wrong with it. The only thing is that you can see the end of the world from it, and that's how far it is away." It was so desolate. But I was there for 4 months to help build, I was going to say hospitals, but they weren't hospitals. Buildings where people coming out of Sudan and Ethiopia with a famine were coming to be treated. And I put up homes for doctors and nurses and people to work there. But while I was there, I maybe learned more about life than I've ever learned in my life. Because there, I met people who knew what poverty was. I had a young boy who helped me every day when I was there. His name was Thomas. And Thomas was just a small boy of 6 or 7 years of age. It's very hard to get an age out of somebody in Africa because they just remember their birthday because of something that happened. But to tell you an actual day or date, they find that very difficult. So they refer to something that happened at that particular time. But I think Thomas was about 6 or 7. And every morning when I would get up around about 6 o'clock, and start to go out into the work field, we would pray and talk to the people about Jesus Christ. And then I would head off to do whatever I was doing. Thomas was like a sticking plaster. Everywhere I went, Thomas would follow me, carrying tools or whatever it was that I needed, and he would help me. Every Sunday morning that I was there, Thomas would be outside our front door at 8:45 every Sunday morning. His idea was that he would carry my chair to church so that I could sit in church. Because in their church, there wasn't the pews like what we have. 90% of them sat on the floor, or they brought a log or a stone with them and they sat on that. But I had the comfort of a deck chair. And Thomas used to come and carry that to church for me every day. Now, there was a motive in what Thomas was doing, because Thomas knew that every day he worked with me, and every time he would carry my chair to church, he would always get something to eat. He was always very hungry. And I can remember well on many occasions giving him things to eat, and time again he would thank me, Asante Sani, and thank me for what I had given to him. He was a lovely boy. Lovely dark skin, and those big brown eyes that looked out of the white just used to make me melt away, because I loved that child. He was very good. But you know, as I worked with Thomas, there were some things that come very forcibly home to me. Because every morning that Thomas would come, and I was there for 4 months, Thomas would have the same pair of trousers, and he would have the same Slappy Joe on it. And if I was being honest, there was more holes than there was Slappy Joe. But that was all he possessed. We when you would speak to Thomas about his food, there wasn't very much food about the place. In fact, whenever we used to bring fruit up in the lorries or up in the aeroplane, we used to store it in a shade where there was a floor with slots in it to let the air come up through it. And many a time the young boys would have crawled in below the shade to see if some of the beans had been spilt out. And they would take those home. And the thing that used to amaze me was this. They would never stand and eat the beans on their own. If there were six beans, it was shared between his brothers and sisters. They were never greedy. Everything was shared. And you know, as I worked with that young boy, it taught me many lessons. And boys and girls, I want to say this morning. We need to thank God for everything that we have. I wonder this morning, did you take time to thank God for the bed you got out of? Thomas had no bed. You know what Thomas's blanket was? A cement bag. When I used to empty the cement out of the bag, Thomas would have taken it and turned it outside in and shaked all the cement out of it and put some sand into it till it was clean. And that was Thomas's bed. That was his blanket and his sheet. Whenever Thomas would have got up in the morning, those clothes would have been back onto him. And food and drink was something that was very scarce. I wonder, did you take time this morning to thank God for the food you eat? For the family you have? For the blessings that God gives to you every day? Well, it was coming near the time when I was leaving. And every day when we would be working, you would get rather dirty. And we used to have one of the missionaries in those days brought out a bungalow bath. Now, I don't know that the children would know what a bungalow bath was, but I'm sure many of the adults remember the old tin bath. And they tell me that they used to hang it on the yard wall, and when it came bath night on Friday night, it was brought in. Well, one of those was brought to the village where we were. And we used to go down at night, and because of the oil and the things that were on our hands, I used to get a drop of the sand and put it in the water, and the sand, of course, removed all the dirt from my hands. And they used to be spotlessly white. But I remember on one occasion, as I looked at Thomas, I watched him as he jumped into the bath and soaked himself, and then he got out and rolled himself in the sand and constantly kept rubbing himself with the sand. He said to him, "Thomas, what are you trying to do?" He says, "I'm trying to get my skin the same color as yours." You know, as I spoke to Thomas, I said to him, "Thomas, you know, it doesn't really matter what color your skin is. It's the color of your heart." And I had the joy of telling that young boy about Jesus Christ and how that the Lord Jesus Christ had died to save him. And although his skin was black, his heart could be as white as snow. And we had the joy of leading Thomas to the Lord. I went back some years later to visit that same village and to see the folk that were there. And Thomas was gone. AIDS had taken Thomas's life. And that year I got a little booklet when I was there, and this is what it says on this. Every minute, four people die with AIDS. I don't know whether you've been watching the television lately or not, but that has changed, hasn't it? Remember the man doing this? Every 3 seconds, somebody dies in Africa. Boys and girls, we have a lot to be thankful for. Moms and dads, we have a lot to be thankful for this morning. And we need to thank God for his love and his goodness to us. You go home today. When you sit down to that beautiful meal that has been cooked, just take the time to say, "Thank you, Lord." But most of all, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus Christ gave his life that you might be redeemed. That your sin problem could be dealt with. And that heart, that is, as we sing with the boys and girls, that is as black as sin. But when Jesus comes into your life, he can change it, he can transform it. And this morning, all of us should thank God for his love and his Son and what he has done for us. Listen to what the psalmist said. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to give thanks unto God. I trust that you might think about this, boys and girls, and that the Lord will bless it to you in this simple story.